Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Can you believe it? Another new school year is already upon us. Some schools have already started back up, and others will be in session shortly. Now, do you think that all of the kids are excited to go back to school? Maybe some of them, but others perhaps not. But regardless about how we feel about it, the truth is, school is a great thing. It provides you with many of the skills that you'll need to survive in this world. But as much as school can teach you about the world, it can't unravel all of the mysteries of life. No textbook, for example, can answer the question of how we got here or where we are going. Thankfully, God's Word gives us the answer to these questions, and therefore we can say that faith unravels the mysteries of life. This morning, we'll study what faith teaches us about where we came from and where we are going. The letter to the Hebrews, our epistle lesson this morning, was written to Jewish Christians who were being tempted to revert back to Judaism because of persecution. In order to persuade them not to throw away their faith, the author told these Christians that they needed to realize that if they left Christianity, they would not be deserting to, but from, the patriarchs. Hebrews 11 specifically emphasizes that the Old Testament believers were saved in the same way that New Testament believers are, through faith in God's promises. Now, what exactly is faith? Is it a blind leap in the dark? Is it the disregard of all fact? Is it this warm, fuzzy feeling that everything will somehow work out in the end? Verse 1 of our text defines faith like this. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. So faith, then, is the solid trust in things that we can't prove. This doesn't mean that faith is blind, however. Faith sees God's promises and bases its trust in that. For example, we read in verse 3 of our text that faith believes that the universe was created by God's command. While we don't have a videotape proving that God created the world, we believe it to be true because God says that's the way it happened. That's faith. But now, doesn't that just go to prove that faith is blind? I mean, what about all of the facts that point to how the world was created by a big explosion? Perhaps you've been taught that in school, that evolution and the Big Bang Theory are the proper explanations for the way the world and all life was brought into being. But to tell you the truth, it takes a lot more faith to believe in that than what the Bible teaches. Let's examine the facts to show you what I mean. The world we live in is one of order. Gravity keeps us from flying across the room. The oxygen is in the air in just the right amount to sustain us, but not too much, lest it go up in flames every time we light a match. Migratory birds fly thousands of miles away and don't get lost, even without a map. Bones break, but they know how to mend themselves once they're set. To believe that this complex yet orderly world has come into existence through a huge explosion requires a far greater faith than believing in the historically proven resurrection of Jesus Christ, who points us to our Creator. Take abiogenesis, for example, which is the process of life developing from non-life. When mathematicians crunch the numbers of the possibility of this happening, they come to some pretty staggering conclusions. Essentially, the chance of this actually happening is about as likely as a blindfolded person throwing a pebble into outer space and then knocking down a satellite that then crashes onto a target in the back of a speeding truck down the highway. Even with billions of years, that's not going to happen. When you take a look at the world and see around you how wonderfully it's been put together, you have to admit that an intelligent and powerful creator has been at work. And what a comfort it is to know this truth, that we are not cosmic accidents, but God's creation. That means we have a purpose for being here on earth. And as God said through the prophet Jeremiah, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Let me ask you, have you been languishing at your job, unsure of where your marriage is going, concerned about what you'll do when you grow up, worried about going to that new school? Are you feeling the weight of responsibility that comes with being a parent, or perhaps looking after one? Don't worry. God has plans for you, wonderful plans. And do you want to know what those are? Do you want to know where you're headed? Let's see what faith can teach us about this. The patriarch Abraham can teach us a lot about faith and where we're headed. When God told Abraham to leave his hometown and go to the place that he would show him, Abraham went. Although he didn't have any idea of where God was taking him, he knew that in the long run, God would lead him to his home in heaven, far away from all of the pains and the sorrows of this life. Verse 10 of our text reads, "Abraham was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God." So in the same way, we may not know where God is going to take us here on earth, but we do know that he is eventually leading us to our ultimate home in heaven. But isn't it just wishful thinking, you might think, to believe that there's such a place called heaven where all of our sorrows and pains will be taken away? Isn't that just a form of escape that man has made up to flee the harsh realities of this life? Let me ask you this. Does it take any more faith for you to believe that heaven exists than to believe that there's such a place called the Amazon? Have you ever been to the Amazon before? If you haven't, how do you know it really exists? Oh, you've probably seen pictures of it, Or perhaps you've known people that have been there before. But how do you know that the pictures you saw of the Amazon were really taken at that place? And how do you know that your friends really took a trip there and weren't just trying to pull your leg? You don't know for sure, do you? You have to take it on faith that there is a place called the Amazon where there are rainforests, tribes of indigenous peoples, and all sorts of creepy crawly things. How is that any different than believing that there is a heaven? Sure, we've never been there before, but we know someone who has. Jesus once said, "In my Father's house, there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you." While we might not have a photographic picture of heaven, we do have a few descriptions of it. The Apostle John writes in the book of Revelation about this place where we will be robed in white, washed in the blood of the Lamb, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And in heaven, we're told that we will finally see God face to face, and He will wipe all the tears from our eyes. Now, should it be any harder to believe that there is a place called heaven than believing in the place called the Amazon? No. In fact, it should actually be easier because God Himself tells us about heaven. And we know that God never lies. God definitely has plans for you. He has prepared heaven for you by sending His Son to die for your sins. Learn about Jesus. Believe in Him so you can live in that wonderful place God has prepared for you. Knowing and believing that there is a place called heaven will also affect the way we live now. Faith is more than just a special knowledge. It's a homing beacon. Faith makes us restless to be here because we know we have heaven to look forward to. Abraham demonstrated that restlessness in his life. God had promised him to give to him the land of Canaan, but neither Abraham nor his son, nor even his grandson, saw the fulfillment of that promise. They ended up living in tents as nomads without land to call their own. But this minor inconvenience didn't bother the patriarchs because they were looking forward to the heavenly Canaan anyways. In the same way, when we keep our eyes focused on heaven, it won't bother us that we don't have our dream home or drive a fast car. Nor should our troubles in this world keep us down. None of those things can compare to the wonderful riches that await us in heaven. We can stride through this life with purpose, that even when those tough things happen to us, we know that we're headed to heaven where a loving God awaits us. So although we know it's to our benefit to stay focused on that heavenly goal, we can easily become distracted, can't we? Friends, don't let that happen. Leave behind whatever threatens your way home, whether it's a job, friends, or even family. Don't be afraid to throw off the security blankets this world has to offer, because God has already wrapped you in a heavenly one. So, friends, yes, school might be starting soon, but you've already learned the most important lesson in life. through faith, you know where you came from and where you're going. You know that there is more to this life than the world and its pleasures. Therefore, don't waste your time wandering around this world looking for happiness. Set your sights on heaven and walk through this life with that purpose that God has given to you, and look forward to the everlasting paradise that is to come. In the name of Jesus, amen.